If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Row.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Row.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Row.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Row.
It is time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to us by the members of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. They're encouraging you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses invite you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce. Visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. It is Friday, which means time to talk Carborough, and helping me do so, joining me on the phone, is Mayor Lydia Lavelle. Lydia, happy Friday. How are you?
I'm good. Happy Friday to you as well, Brighton.
It is not just a normal Friday, it is also April 30th, the end of the month, which I know is Arbor Day, as you proclaimed earlier in the week. For folks who might not have heard about Arbor Day, I imagine more folks in our community have maybe than elsewhere, but for folks who might not know what that means, can you give a little bit of history and background?
Sure. Yeah. So every year since I've been mayor, and I think for years before that, we have issued an annual Arbor Day proclamation, and it is kind of, it's actually a holiday that, or I guess a date of recognition that's gone back to, I guess, 1872. That's when it was first proposed in Nebraska, and a person named Sterling Morton proposed to the Nebraska Board of Agriculture that a special day be set aside for planting trees. And so the first Arbor Day was in 1872, and on that day, I guess, approximately 1 million trees were planted in Nebraska. But anyway, it's spread across the United States now. And so, you know, we've been a Tree City USA for many years, recognized by the National Arbor Day Foundation. And, you know, just for a variety of reasons that I think we're all aware of, you know, the beauty of trees, the way they help mitigate, you know, the rise in carbon, the way they cut heating and cooling costs and moderate temperature, provide habitat. You know, we always recognize Arbor Day. Brighton, usually we go over to Carborough Elementary and plant a tree with all of the little students there. It's a lot of fun, but this year, just kind of continuing to be extra safe, in honor of Arbor Day, our Public Works Department is planting a tree out at Henry Anderson Community Park.
Oh, that sounds like a good replacement. Not quite the same, but hopefully we'll get back to that soon. And still a good way to commemorate the day at that wonderful park over there. It was a pretty busy week when it comes to local government. The town council had another meeting this week. Can you share some of the highlights from the agenda? I know that it was, in addition to that proclamation, a relatively busy one.
Yeah, it sure was. You know, one of the things on our consent agenda was that we adopted our amendment creating our Racial Equity Commission, and we also passed a resolution making some appointments to that commission. So we're really looking forward to that commission getting off the ground. We also received several reports, as we usually do each month, you know, about affordable housing and some other areas in the town. Another thing we did, let me think here just a minute here. I want to make sure I'm not missing. Yeah. Okay. We did have an item. You and I spoke about this briefly. We were going to talk about manufactured home communities in Carborough, and for folks that are going to kind of be monitoring that, we actually pushed that off till this upcoming Tuesday because we were involved in another conversation that went pretty long about the county revaluations. But one of the things, Brighton, on our consent agenda was this really cool program that, you know, that they have over in Chapel Hill, that they've established in Chapel Hill, the Chapel Hill Criminal Justice Debt Program, because the town of Chapel Hill collects, collects revenues from court costs and fees each year because they have a courthouse in the town of Chapel Hill. So they created this Criminal Justice Debt Program to be able to help those that might need help paying, you know, it's a funding resource for people to be able to go to court and pay off fees and costs due to, you know, traffic court involvement or other areas of criminal justice. And so what we did was we allocated a certain amount of money to go toward that program, and that way we can participate in that program. And if we have any Carborough folks who have need for that program, then they can work through it and apply for those monies. And we allocated $7,500 to accompany the town of Chapel Hill's program, and we'll see how that goes. But it's, it's really important to us because, you know, court fees and costs, they have such a disparate impact on poor folks. And especially we know that, you know, Black people are disproportionately represented in the criminal justice system. And so this is a way for us to try to continue along our lines of racial equity.
Yeah, it's a neat initiative that really does kind of take a small but important step when it comes to criminal justice reform and talking about racial equity, inequity there in the criminal justice system. So exciting to see Town of Carrboro hopping on board with that, too. Anything else that was discussed at that meeting?
You know, of importance, you know, we did speak for quite a while about, as I believe, you know, the county did and perhaps Chapel Hill, you know, about the recent valuations by the county. We had a, you know, of property taxes, right? Mm-hmm. And we had a really good presentation from Nancy Freeman from the county, and she was so knowledgeable about, you know, all of the you know, dots and crosses that have to, checks that have to be made to make sure that the evaluation process goes off properly. But she also was really aware of a lot of the concerns we were bringing up, which had been echoed by others. George Barrett was there speaking on behalf of the Jackson Center, and she had had a meeting with him and some other folks about some concerns about, you know, how to properly challenge properties that may be overvalued, and then perhaps looking at ways policy-wise. You know, here's the deal. The statutes really kind of boxed the county into certain ways that things have to happen, but there are perhaps some policy measures that can be taken to try to have it not have such a disparate impact on areas of town that, you know, might be of lower income, but then suddenly jump up in price.
Yeah, that has been something we have been covering the last week or so and talking about a lot since today is the final informal appeals process day when it comes to property valuation. Good discussion there and many other places. Head to townofcarrboro.org for video from that meeting so you can listen to that discussion and hear what Mayor Lavelle is talking about there, but also find some resources that can potentially help people out if today is the last day that you need to try and file an informal appeal on that. Of course, we're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle. And Lydia, there's also something coming up this weekend involving the town itself that the town government is putting on, and that is Carrboro Day.
Yeah, when you started out by saying it was the very end of April, I knew we'd be getting around to this because I think, you know, for me, as mayor of Carrboro, whatever May arrives, it's always two big things. It's usually, you know, it's always Carrboro Day, the first Sunday in May, and that's always bike month, right? So yeah, that first Carrboro Day is almost as early as it can be. It's May 2nd, and so it's this weekend on Sunday. You know, again, we have one more year where we have to hold it virtually. We're very, very hopeful next year it'll be back in person. And there are several, you know, virtual events that will be really cool for people to watch if they'd like to. You know, some good music with Salutis Company, and Salutis Compay. They're a group that has been there before in previous years, so people will recognize, I think, their music. And so they're playing from 1 to 2 on YouTube. And then after that, some other traditional type Carrboro Day festivities. From 2 to 3, there's going to be a poetry reading in the round. Usually we sit around town hall and in the boardroom in a circle and kind of people read poems. But this is going to be happening via Zoom. So anyone who wants to either listen and or read a poem can get that Zoom link by going to our webpage. And then, you know, another institution, I should say, of Carrboro Day is Richard Ellington presenting some aspect of history of our area. And his presentation on Sunday is entitled Ringing the School Bell, Schools of the Carrboro Area, From Jim Crow to Integration. And so he's going to, you know, kind of be going through and discussing the county's segregated public education system, you know, that began during Jim Crow and came through the 1960s, and be talking a little bit about that. He's going to have up, you know, maps and photos and just the knowledge that can only come from Richard Ellington. So, and there's a virtual art exhibit too. The other thing I want to tell folks is if you're not able to tune in on Sunday, you know, it'll be premiered on Sunday. But usually some of these activities, I know at least, I believe Richard's will, I'm not sure, and probably the musical entertainment as well, the town has recently started a YouTube channel, and so those should be available on there afterward.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff in addition to that can be found there. Lots of town government stuff. If you're looking for more information regarding Carrboro Day, head to townofcarrboro.org. We're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle. And Lydia, we've got to begin wrapping up the conversation. Anything else going on around the community you want to let folks know about?
Well, I guess, as we are talking about Carrboro Day, there's another Carrboro institution that people love, which again is going to be virtual this year, but that's our Freight Train Blues music series. And that will kick off on Friday night, May 14th. And it'll run for 5 Fridays in a row and at 6:30. And that'll be streaming on Facebook and on YouTube. You know, maybe folks can gather with friends in the backyard and, you know, enjoy that music. Because it's always really, really awesome. It's a good lineup. You can read the descriptions of the various artists for that on our website. So I encourage people to, on those Friday evenings, to really partake in that music. And I guess the other thing I'll just mention, Brighton, is, you know, so again, we do have a meeting on Tuesday, May 4th, coming up here. And as I mentioned, we'll be having a conversation about our communities, our manufactured home communities in Carrboro. But there are a couple of other items on that agenda that may be of interest to folks, including one, we're going to get a report on rehabilitation of two of our major facilities, the Carrboro Town Hall and the Century Center, because we, we've really been trying to work toward a plan that brings those buildings into better shape, but also in line with our climate action plan. So we'll be getting that report on Tuesday. I think folks might be interested in hearing that as well.
And definitely will be of interest to us and hopefully a bunch of other folks out there. Once again, townofcarrboro.org will have all the info you need to tune into that meeting, to check out this past week's meeting and many other things happening around the local government. Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, Brighton. You too.